Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Real King of the Jungle. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from India. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. Some humans once got very scared in the Indian jungle. The bumpy ground was covered in thick and twisty plants, making the journey hard, and there weren't enough trees to hide from the blazing sun, so they felt more and more dizzy. That's why, when a lion burst out from a bush and surprised them, they panicked and ran as fast as they could until they found a village. Those humans told everyone that the lion was huge and monstrous, and soon everyone said that the lion was king of the jungle. But the animals in the jungle knew better. They knew that the jungle lion was just an overgrown kitty cat. Even Jungle Lion would admit he'd only wanted to ask the humans if they had a brush for his knotted mane. Then he'd say,
Oh, you want the king lion? Well, you need to go to the African savanna. There are no king lions here.
You see, the animals in the Indian jungle knew exactly who their king was and how he became king in the first place. At the start of this story, Tendaway the leopard was smaller than Lion, but he had 10 times the appetite. Being smaller also meant he could be swifter and sneakier through the thick and twisty plants on the bumpy ground, and this made him better at catching animals for his dinner. Much better. Tendaway would have an antelope for breakfast, a monkey for a mid-morning snack, 2 antelopes for lunch, and a little red panda for afternoon tea. For each one a chase, swoosh, a claw, swipe. And lastly, Tendaway's jaws. For dinner, he would choose between an elephant, a rhinoceros, or a bison. Sometimes he would have all 3. Swoosh! Swipe! For pudding, he would choose between a python, a crocodile, or a duck. Sometimes he had all 3.
Swoosh! Swipe!
And then, for supper, he enjoyed a hare, a pangolin, or a loris. Sometimes all 3.
Swoosh! Swipe! Chomp, chomp, chomp!
Tendaway's greed soon made the jungle look very untidy indeed. There weren't as many antelopes, hares, or bison to trim the grasses, nor as many elephants, rhinos, or lorises to trim the leaves. With less red pandas and pangolins, there were so many bugs crawling around that everyone was itching terribly. And with fewer monkeys and ducks to spread seeds, there weren't enough new trees and plants to replace the dying ones. But that wasn't all. After eating most of his food, Tendaway would leave his leftovers dangling from the branches of trees, so he could come back later for seconds. This meant raw meat hung all around the jungle. And that meant loads of flies buzzing around too. Something had to be done. One day, all the animals met up to discuss the matter. They met immediately after a heavy rain shower, because they knew Tendaway wouldn't be around. Tendaway really didn't like the rain. Being the largest animal there, Elephant spoke first.
"Friends of the jungle," she said, "we all no, Tendue the leopard is eating far too much, and our whole habitat is suffering.
Monkey interrupted.
But what can we do? None of us can fight Tendue. Me and Hare are too small. You and Rhino are big, but too slow. Bison and antelope are just the right size, but they don't have the right teeth for fighting.
Red Panda was nervously watching Lion and the carnivorous reptiles.
What about Lion? He certainly has the right teeth.
Lion shook his head slowly.
We just don't have the energy. Tendue has been eating so much, he's taken most of the food from us, so we are feeling weak.
The same is true for us,
Crocodile added.
How do you think Tendue has been able to sneak up and eat us for pudding?
But bison and antelope have long horns,
Python said.
Surely they can fight Tendue.
Bison shook his head sadly.
Tendue is too fast for us. We just have to face it. Tendue is going to destroy the entire jungle.
No,
Elephant stated firmly.
Tendue has to understand that if the jungle dies, we all die, including him. We must make a deal with him. Here's what I suggest.
Elephant explained her idea. The other animals were shocked and scared at first, but soon they were all in agreement that there was no other way. That was part one of The Real King of the Jungle. To find out how the jungle copes with Tendue the leopard, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the truth about the King of the Jungle with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!